Good morning. It's 8:45 at WFIR. Gary LaRue was hired away from Carroll County at the end of 2015, where he was the county administrator, to take the same position starting in January 2016 as the administrator in Botetourt County. Now, you talk about good timing. Over the past few years, Botetourt has scored several major wins in adding major employers, and other significant development is underway. Gary LaRue joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me in the studio this morning. We're going to talk about what's going on in Botetourt County. First off, Gary, we'd like to welcome you to WFIR. Nice to meet you.
Hey, it's good to be here with you this morning, especially after a great Thanksgiving. And I'm sure that each one of you ended up having a wonderful time
with
that. So it's really good to be here.
Absolutely, Gary. Well, welcome again. Now, Gary, the whole way people envision Botetourt County, especially the southern end near Roanoke, is that perception changing, Gary? Are you no longer just a bedroom community, so to speak?
It's really interesting coming into the community and seeing what's going on and talking with people that are associated. It seems like that southern end of Botetourt County is actually growing at a very fast rate, and it's something that is an extension of the valley that's really taking place. And so, no, it's not just a bedroom community anymore, and it's even going to be less of a bedroom community. It's actually going to be a mainstay of the community, I think, in the coming years, just because of some of the advancements that are taking place.
Gary, I want to talk about some of the wins we were talking about. Ballast Point Brewing, Eldor Manufacturing, that's the Italian auto parts manufacturer that will come online towards the beginning of the year. The Community College Service Center, the call-in center. Was there one key or a combination of things that helped land these projects? Was it available land? Was it incentives? You know, if you had to put it in a nutshell, what was it?
I think that it was planning that had taken place many years ago, that had actually the community, the county had supported some of the land development, some of the infrastructure development that had taken place years ago. And it takes a while for that to actually materialize.
So this was nothing that happened overnight?
No. This was not something that was instant, an instant win. Talking about timing, the timing was perfect for a transition for myself. However, I was just a part of the team that ended up landing these. It was not the reason for it. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of things that had taken place in the background.
Let's talk about Eldor's coming. I read they may hire 350 jobs off the bat somewhere, and they build ignition systems for automotive. When do you think that'll open up, Gary?
The Eldor is a very interesting company. They actually will be. Their plans are to employ about 350 people to start with in phase one, $85 million in capital investment, which is a significant win for Botetourt County and for the region. What they are planning to do, their building is in under construction right now, and what the plans are is that they would end up starting to run some sample products in January out of a piece of that facility. Those samples would end up going into vehicles in the Detroit, of course, in the automotive industry kingpin.
Make sure they work.
Make sure they work. Make sure everything is set up correctly. And then the plans are is that at the end of April that they would actually start production in Botetourt County.
Okay. I wanted to talk about mechatronics. This was something you're going to start teaching in Botetourt County schools. This was a big thing. Virginia Western teaches it. It was one of the reasons, I think, Ballast Point, Deschutes, in Roanoke City, and Eldor said they came was that students were learning an aptitude through mechatronics, which is sort of a blend of engineering. Talk about that and talk about infusing mechatronics into Botetourt County Public Schools.
Sure. I would really a shout-out to Dan Horn and to the Community College of Virginia Western and teaching that and being involved in that. But one of the things that ended up happening was that Delegate Terry Austin ended up getting a bill passed. Sort of a trial basis, an experimentation, if you will, about enhancing the mechatronics program through the community college by starting it in the high schools. So now we end up, we've got two instructors in the Botetourt school system that are actually going to, they're teaching mechatronics that could be a transfer into the community college system. And it's a natural fit because of those are the skill sets that were needed by Eldor and by Ballast Point and the other manufacturers in the region.
Before I throw it to Joey, I just wanted to bring up, you recently had a kind of a unique job fair in a way where basically you brought eighth graders
8th and 10th grade.
8th and 10th graders, to meet with local employers in Botetourt County, letting them know that there's some opportunities for you to stay in the county once you get out of high school or once you start going to college where you can earn a decent living. Talk about that real quick.
It was the BOCO Expo, first time that that had been held, working that with the community college, the Chamber of Commerce, and with the county and with the school system, all working together as a team and working on workforce development, really. And that in conjunction with the community college, trying to let kids understand that there are opportunities, world-class opportunities, not just opportunities, but really high-end world-class opportunities locally. And so that they can start thinking about their career path early along and then plan for that so that they can be involved in the future. Because there are amazing companies that we have in Botetourt County.
All righty, it's 8:51 now at WFIR. Gary LaRue, Botetourt County Administrator, with us this morning in studio with Gene and I, and talking about Botetourt County. Now, Gary, workers, of course, all the workers need places to live. Botetourt County needs more affordable rental housing. Gary, if you would talk about progress there. I believe it is an apartment complex that has been approved near exit 150 off 81, and are others on the drawing board at this time?
Good question. Really what ended up happening is that you do need to have a place for people to live and if they're going to come and work. So there are several in the pipeline that are or have been approved or in the pipeline. Daleville Town Center, there's going to be another 90 units there. There's 115 single-family home units townhomes that's going to be constructed there very close as well. That's the grading is working on that. There is another one in the pipeline for approval. Wouldn't want to preempt that, the authorities of the boards and things of that sort on that one. And then there was also one on 220 alternate that was already pre-approved for 74 units. So there is some growth that's taking place in creating homes and housing for these folks.
Sure. We're talking with Gary LaRue, County Administrator in Botetourt County. A couple of minutes left, so a couple of rapid-fire things. One of them was I just read where the town of Fincastle may ask for its boundaries to be extended somewhat so it can control more planning and zoning in the future. Do you understand why they want to do that?
Sure. You know, there's several things there. It seems like to me is it allows them to control some of the 220 corridor. Also ends up allowing them to incorporate all of their water and sewer service area that's already there. In today's environment, they actually reach outside of their own boundaries with water and sewer services, so this would incorporate that. It would also end up giving them more potential individuals to run for office and to provide leadership for that community, I think.
All right, a couple of minutes left. Gateway Crossing, let's talk about that. This is the area on exit 150. There's the roundabout in there and all kinds of cones still up there. Talk about that and what the county envisions that to being, again, a major, retail, living center, a hub?
Yeah. Gateway Crossing is something that, a lot of people are looking at that one from the development standpoint, seeing what there might end up being. I know that there was just a meeting recently with the planners associated with the community input around 150 and the urban development area that's associated. So a lot of growth opportunities that would end up being there in the future.
Okay. A couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you, you're again looking for a fire EMS chief. Mm-hmm. Matthew Britt left. Jeff Beckner, untimely death before that. He had came from Rolling City. Is that a key position to fill? And I'm just wondering, I know that in the past, Gary, there's been issues between the career and the volunteer people, issues as far as them working together. Is that something that whoever steps into that job again is going to have to still deal with?
The career and volunteer fire folks are just absolutely amazing on both sides. They're one united team as far as that goes. And so, yes, the new chief will have to work with both sides and unify that somewhat.
How excited, this is about a minute or so left, how excited are you about the future? And do you see Botetourt County really on the brink of taking advantage of a lot of things, even some of the regional cooperation issues, even things like being close to Amtrak service, links to the Greenway system in the Roanoke Valley? What are you seeing for the future?
We are totally involved in a lot of things that are regional within the community. The Visit Virginia Blue Ridge, part of the area, the Greenway, we've We're trying to work on developing some greenways within Botetourt that would end up linking back into the Roanoke Valley Greenway system. We're also, even animal shelter issues were associated with the region on that. There is just a Roanoke Region Broadband Authority. We're working with them about getting some access or increased access in Botetourt County associated with that.
Mainly to your industrial or business areas?
Yes, okay. Yes. And then also one of the things that's really exciting is that we're putting out a survey for broadband within the community so that we can find out where the holes are within those. So we would encourage local citizens to actually fill out the survey whenever they get that or go online or at the libraries. We know that if you can't get online, you can't fill out the survey. So we're doing it in hard form as well.
All right. Botetourt County Supervisor Gary LaRue, thanks for coming in, and have a good day.